USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Feds pushed the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions from March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Iranians voted in a presidential election on Friday with the conservative head of the judiciary, Ebrahim Raisi, widely seen as the frontrunner. Nearly 60 million eligible voters in Iran will decide the fate of four candidates. The U.S. government is spending $3 billion to put COVID-19 vaccines into pill form. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and, importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
TGIF, my friend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis. Ooh, Mr. Macho. You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.